Good morning. What is up, friends? Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and rosacea and eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. And while some folks may call it a miracle, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescriptions or help a loved one or workmate or family member get off their medications and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. We're here to help you, 866-582-9933. If you have questions about formulations or ingredients, if you have questions about the longevity products, 866-582-9933 is your number. And if you want to share a success story, how nutritional supplementation has helped you or your family, or if you simply want to contribute to the conversation, 866-582-9933 is your number. Our phone lines fill up very quickly, so if you've got something on your mind, now's the time to get on board. We do have a couple lines open for you, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, especially the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder that you add to water and drink, you can go take a look at my website, brightsideben.com. We got a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products and also a Join Now link that you can click on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com if you want to start a longevity business, if you want to get your products at the wholesale price, or if you simply want to join me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us once again on the Bright Side, friends. I want to touch on a couple more things about iodine before we move into discussing a hormone strategy that can help you sleep, that can help you build bones, that can help improve your sex life, improve fertility, and most importantly, that can help balance out excess estrogen. I'll tell you what that is here momentarily. But a couple more things I want to touch on with iodine. The super powerful element, probably the most important mineral when it comes to estrogen protection. One thing you don't want to do with your iodine, if you're going to be supplementing, is you don't want to take your iodine with so-called goitrogenic foods. These are foods that can induce a goiter. These are foods that can block the absorption of iodine. Even if you don't have any digestive problems, these are foods that can keep your body from getting the iodine it needs if you're supplementing, or even iodine from foods. These kinds of foods include raw cruciferous vegetables, bok choy, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, spinach, mustard greens. Certain fruits can block the absorption of iodine. Pears, peaches, strawberries can do it. Peanuts can do it. Turnips, almonds, radishes, sweet potatoes. These all have something called a goitrogenic property, which means that they can block the absorption of iodine. Some people will find that if they slightly steam their broccoli or cruciferous vegetables or sweet potatoes, or if they boil their veggies or the fruits, they can eliminate some of these goitrogenic iodine-blocking properties, but this is something you're going to have to experiment for yourself. The main point being that iodine absorption from the digestive tract can be blocked by certain foods, these so-called goitrogenic foods. By the way, estrogen, as we said before, is cleared out of the body by the fatty system, especially bile. So if you have a gallbladder issue or if you have a liver issue, you're at extra risk for estrogenic diseases, and improving fat malabsorption, improving the effectiveness of bile, using bile salts, using lecithin, using apple cider vinegar, improving fat malabsorption issues, whatever, however you do them, can not only improve the absorption of nutrients, of vitamins D, E, A, and K, the fatty nutrients, but they can also protect you from estrogen. If you've had a gallbladder removed, if you've had liver issues, if you have intestinal problems, really any health challenges that compromise fat absorption, your odds for estrogenic health issues, including cancers, go up significantly. Moral of the story here, folks, for so many reasons, when it comes to protecting yourself from estrogen, when it comes to making sure that you're absorbing fatty nutrients, when it comes to clearing out toxins from the body, focus on fat absorption. Remember, one out of three Americans is dealing with fat malabsorption issues. So out of three folks listening to this radio program, one is going to have a fat malabsorption problem. If you have any digestive issues, your odds go up, and that means your odds for estrogenic illness go up as well. Focus on fat absorption. Focus on digestive wellness. Always, that's the first thing to focus on, no matter what you're dealing with. Migraine headaches, to cancer, to acne, to heart disease, to eczema, whatever. Focus on digestive wellness. And the last thing I want to say about iodine is this. There's some folks going around, unfortunately, some healthcare professionals who should know better, going around talking about iodine supplementation causing thyroid problems, iodine supplementation causing Hashimoto's. I would be highly suspicious of anyone making these kinds of claims. Iodine is an essential nutrient. You must have iodine. You cannot be allergic to iodine. The odds of iodine causing a problem are very slim. Iodine is an essential nutrient, which means you're dead without it. You're dead if you don't have iodine. Now, you're going to get a little bit in food, of course, but not to worry if you're supplementing with iodine and somebody's told you, well, you're taking too much iodine. If you're taking 12.5 milligrams, which, as we said before, is 100 times the RDA, not to worry, as anyone who has even a tiny little bit of understanding about nutrition can tell you, iodine is a key supplement for a lot of things, including the thyroid. So how iodine supplementation can cause a negative effect on the thyroid, I'm not sure what people are talking about. If anyone's told you that iodine supplementation is problematic in any way, ask them to show you the research, and you show these unfortunately misinformed folks, have them look at www.optimox.com. That's spelled O-P-T-I-M-O-X, optimox.com. There's a ton of good information, wonderful information from tried and true iodine researchers like Dr. David Brownstein and Dr. Guy Abraham on the website. Great articles on the importance of iodine supplementation. You can also Google the Iodine Project, which is Dr. Guy Abraham's website, and you'll get some really good information on the importance of iodine. All right, that's all I want to talk about when it comes to iodine. I want to just briefly go over the remainder of our top 15 nutritional supplements that you can take or use for protection from estrogen. But before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about a therapeutic strategy for balancing out estrogen that, unlike the other strategies we discuss here on the Bright Side, is not specifically a nutritional strategy. It's a therapeutic strategy. It's a non-drug strategy. It's an alternative strategy. We always talk about nutrition on the Bright Side. We mostly talk about nutrition on the Bright Side. But this next therapeutic strategy doesn't quite fall into the category of the Mighty 90 or the 8 chapters of good nutrition, although it does involve a hormone that we make from these raw materials, that we make from the Mighty 90, and that we make from the 8 chapters of good nutrition, or the 8 nutrients in the 8 chapters of good nutrition. But upping your levels of this particular hormone in order to balance out estrogen, for the most part, doesn't involve helping your body build this hormone, but it involves using it directly. But before we get into the specifics of how you use this stuff, I want to briefly touch on a subject that has some real important health relevance. It's a subject we've kind of danced around a little bit, but we've never really dived into, and it's something that we need to understand if we are really going to be able to effectively hack into our biochemistry and help our body stay healthy. I'm talking about an idea that's called the idea of opposing systems, of biochemical ups and biochemical downs. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We got more good health information coming at you right after this message. Don't go away.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. Thank you, folks, for joining us today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page. at brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products you hear us talk about, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the OPC Selenium, the Ultimate Enzymes, and the Ultimate EFAs, the OsteoFX, the Healthy Start Pack. They're all up at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to start a longevity business or get your products at the wholesale price. And you can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Our number today on the Bright Side is 866-582-9933. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs or the longevity products or skincare or maybe something you heard about on the news, or if you want to share a success story, 866-582-9933 is your number. We do have one line open for you. If you want to get on board, we'll get your phone calls here in our next segment. So continuing on with this idea of opposing chemistry, how the body has ups and the body has downs, the ups get pulled down and the downs get pulled up, this whole idea of ups and downs can be likened to a thermostat. This idea of opposing systems of biochemicals, ups and downs, and hots and colds, and rest and digest versus fight or flight. This whole idea is generally termed homeostasis. Homeostasis meaning, coming from the Greek, staying the same. One of the main jobs of our biochemistry is to keep everything the same. It's to keep the ups up, the ups down, or to get the ups down and the downs up, to keep the body's chemistry running on an even keel. When things go too high, they get pulled down. When things go too low, they get pulled up. When things go too fast, they get slowed down. When things go too slow, they get sped up. And this is all taking part in a healthy body. In fact, in many ways, this is the very definition of health. Health is the ability of the body to constantly adjust, to pull the ups, downs, and the downs up. In a healthy body, when the biological system gets too hot, biochemistry is going to kick in that cools things down. In a healthy body, when the system gets too cold, biochemistry will be initiated that will warm the body up. This self-adjusting mechanism, this where ups get pulled down and downs get pulled up and hots get cold and colds get hot, this whole system is one of the hallmark, it may be the hallmark feature of all of life. Biochemists and biologists refer to this phenomena where all of the processes of biology, all the processes of life are kept in equilibrium. Biologists will call this by the fancy term homeostasis, meaning staying the same. Just think of a thermostat. When your thermostat is working correctly in your home, you just set the temperature to 70 degrees or 75 or wherever you want it to be. And the thermostat makes sure that when the temperature in the room drops below 70 degrees, the heat comes on, and then the temperature goes up. And when the temperature gets hotter than 70 degrees, the cooling system kicks in, and the temperature drops back down to 70 degrees. The biochemical version of a thermostat in the body, the biochemical version of little tiny thermostats in the body, is what we call, at least much of what we call, hormones. Hormones can be thought of in many ways like little biological thermostats that pull the ups down and the downs up. But while regulating temperature is the job of the thermostat, hormones regulate everything in the body. Hormones regulate every single movement that occurs in the body, whether it's big movements like moving your arms or your legs, or smaller movements like moving blood vessels, opening blood vessels and closing blood vessels, or tiny microscopic movements like those that occur inside a cell. Each one is the end result of a balance of two hormone systems. For example, in your brain, you have chemicals that are called glutamates and aspartates. These are chemicals that excite brain cells. We've talked about these before. Glutamates and aspartates are excitatory brain chemicals. These are chemicals that make brain cells more likely to fire, to conduct electricity. And then you have opposing chemicals in the brain, inhibitory chemicals, chemicals that inhibit the firing of nerves, things like GABA and the amino acid glycine. These are chemicals that inhibit the tendency of nerve cells to fire. Imbalances in your excitatory chemicals versus your inhibitory chemicals can really mess things up. And this is the problem associated with excitatory chemicals in foods. They call them excitotoxins. And the reasons these things, these excitotoxins like MSG and aspartates that are found in NutraSweet, the reason these are so problematic is they throw off the inhibitory-excitatory balance in the brain. Another opposing chemical system of chemicals in the brain is serotonin and melatonin. These two chemicals are especially interesting for a couple of reasons. First of all, they're both largely produced in an area of the brain called the pineal gland. This tiny little structure in our heads is especially sensitive to light. In fact, there's literally eye cells on the pineal gland, so it's essentially like having an eye in the middle of your head. If you put your finger on the center of your forehead and another finger at the top of your head, and then run the line down from the top, from your finger on the top, and a line across from the finger on your forehead, the area where these two lines meet is where your pineal gland could be found. The obvious question is, what the heck is the purpose of having a third eye inside your head? Obviously, there's no light in there, right? So what's the purpose of having this little pineal gland in the middle of your head with eye tissue, which actually is a connected to the back of your eye? It's actually an extension of your eye in many ways. It's connected to the area in the back of your eye called your retina. Well, it turns out that this pineal gland, which is located right in the middle of your head with its eye cells, is making hormones that are related to light and dark. Two opposing hormones that are related to light and dark. Arguably, two of the most important of all your brain chemicals, and that's melatonin and serotonin. And like GABA and glycine and glutamate and aspartate, you get an opposing relationship between serotonin and melatonin. When there's a lot of light present, especially sunlight or any light, even incandescent light or light from your computer or light from your TV set, when there's light present, the pineal gland will be stimulated to produce serotonin. This is why wearing sunglasses is not such a great idea. You're going to block the production of serotonin, and serotonin in increasing drugs are among the most popular of all pharmaceutical medicines. Perhaps maybe we might want to consider just not wearing sunglasses and help our body make our own serotonin. And this is also another reason why it's important to get out in the sun regularly. Serotonin is triggered by sunlight. Serotonin production is triggered by sunlight, and it's involved in helping the body cope with stresses. It's a stress management hormone. This is one reason why we all feel better when we get a little bit of sun. And it's why one of the dumbest, stupidest medical mythologies, and there's a lot of them out there, but one of the dumbest, maybe none dumber, than the idea that we should be staying out of the sun. Sunlight activates the pineal secretion of the brain's most important coping chemical, serotonin. Via this serotonin stimulating mechanism, you can call sunlight natural, divine Prozac. Now, serotonin is opposed by the second major pineal hormone, which is melatonin, your brain's sleepy time hormone, your brain's beddy by time hormone. And serotonin is a daylight stress management hormone. Melatonin is a nighttime beddy by dream time hormone. And these two chemicals oppose each other. This is one reason why you want to make sure that you're not getting too much light before you go to bed. Light from incandescent light bulbs, a light from your TV set, light from your iPad if you're reading before you go to bed. All of these can compromise melatonin secretion and make it much more difficult for you to fall asleep. Even light from a digital clock can do it for some folks. One of the most important opposing pairs of chemicals is insulin and something called glucagon. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from a break, and I'll tell you about the opposing chemicals that are involved in protection from the hormone estrogen. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Through tomorrow only, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends tomorrow. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you, friends, for joining us. 866-582-9933 is our number, and we'll get your phone calls here in just a moment. I want to talk about these opposing pairs of hormones, this whole idea of opposition and thermostats and homeostasis and keeping everything stable. That's the body's main role, is to keep everything stable, and it does this. It achieves this stability via the action of hormones. Opposing hormones, serotonin, melatonin. One of my favorites is insulin and something called glucagon. Insulin is a hormone of storage and building. It opens up little doors on cells so that fat, sugar, and other nutrients can get into the cells. Glucagon does the opposite. It frees and releases sugar and fats and nutrients that have been stored under the direction of insulin. If you have an emergency or some kind of stress kicks in, glucagon will be activated. Insulin will be deactivated. Glucagon is a stress management hormone. Insulin is a relaxation and calming hormone and functions in building and storage, whereas glucagon functions in breaking things down. So you got all these different opposing hormones, and understanding how to ride these opposing hormones to keep your body's chemistry stable is one of the most important things you could do to stay healthy. Sometimes one hormone can have an antagonistic relationship with lots of hormones. Cortisol, for example, which is we talk about a lot, is our emergency stress hormone, opposes all your relaxation hormones, including insulin and testosterone. It opposes all your building hormones. This is why when your body is under stress, even if it's just perceived stress or if it's a psychological stress or it's the kind of stress that you get from taking prescription drugs, and cortisol goes up, you won't be able to build, you won't be able to repair, you won't be able to relax. This is underlies the stupidity of the medical strategy of using cortisol as a drug. Using cortisol, which shuts down the immune system, using cortisol, which shuts down the growth and repair system, using cortisol, which shuts down the body's ability to rebuild itself as a prescription drug, cortisol is one of the main drug strategies that doctors use. Now, they don't call it cortisol, they call it prednisone. And if you have poison ivy, if you have arthritis, if you have an autoimmune disease, if you have any kind of inflammatory issue, you'll probably end up with, more likely than not, you'll probably end up with cortisol. Cortisol, by the way, also in the form of prednisone as a drug or in the form of your own natural cortisol, will also antagonize your brain's love molecule, a chemical called oxytocin, which is associated with feelings of connection and love and kindness and bonding. Yet another reason why you want to stay away from prednisone as a prescription drug and why you want to keep your body's cortisol levels down, why you want to relax and activate that rest and digest relaxation nervous system. One of the classic opposing hormones in the body involves estrogen. And considering our topic is protection from estrogen, we talked about iodine and turmeric and vitamin E as being anti-estrogenic. One of the most important things to know about balancing out your estrogen is the body's main hormonal strategy for balancing out this stress response that can be initiated by the violent and powerful stress hormone estrogen. If you're on hormone replacement therapy, this is a hormone that you want to know about. It's a hormone that you can use topically as a cream. You guys probably know what I'm going to tell you about. I've talked about it several times already, but we're going to leave the details about this very interesting hormone, non-toxic hormone, unlike estrogen, that balances out estrogen. We'll leave the details for tomorrow, so you're going to want to tune in to The Bright Side tomorrow. We'll tell you about this hormone and what you can do to make sure that you're getting enough of this stuff topically. We'll tell you all about that tomorrow on The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. Let's take our first phone call of the day. Let's go off to... Let's see what Diane has to say. What's up, Diane?
Ben.
What's going on? Is Diane in Nebraska?
Yes, it is. Hello, Ben.
Hello. I haven't talked to you for a while. How you doing, Diane?
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you loud and clear. Loud and clear. What's up, Diane?
Ben, I take the Longevity Digestive Enzymes for arthritis.
Nice.
And should I be taking vinegar with that?
Yes. Always take your digestive enzymes with vinegar.
Okay.
Digestive enzymes require acid for activation. If you're not making stomach acid, or if you take your digestive enzymes on an empty stomach, you may not have enough stomach acid floating around. You may not get the full benefit of the digestive enzymes. So if you're taking your digestive enzymes on an empty stomach to deal with inflammatory pain or arthritis or migraine headaches or any kind of inflammation, take it with a little bit of apple cider vinegar. If you're taking your digestive enzymes for food, then you want to take your digestive enzymes before or with your meals, and then at the end of your meal, which you should be doing anyway. We should all be doing a little swig of apple cider vinegar at the end of our meals to help the digestive process move along, even if you don't have any digestive problems. But yes, indeed, you're absolutely correct. If you're taking your digestive enzymes on an empty stomach, you absolutely do want to take with apple cider vinegar.
Okay. I just wanted to double check that. Quick question.
Let me ask you a question, Diana. How's it working for you? How's
It's helping some. Maybe that's the reason I'm not getting the results, because I haven't been using the vinegar with them.
Now, you and I have talked about some other problems, health issues that you had, and we talked about working on your digestive system. Have you been doing that?
Yes, I have. And
are you noticing foods that are a problem?
Not very many. No.
No? You have no problems?
No, very
with foods?
Few. I actually just kind of, I think it's a food combining thing for me.
Uh-huh, interesting. Like protein, starches, and that kind of thing?
I think so. I think that's the biggest issue in my particular situation. So I try not to put, you know, the certain foods together. And
protein and starches are a pair that you want to avoid. Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's interesting because a lot of our standard meals, standard American meals involve, you know, hamburgers with bread or a steak and potatoes or eggs and potatoes. And we have all these combinations of starches and protein that absolutely do not serve us. So for anybody listening out there, if you're having digestive issues, you may want to consider not doing your starches and not doing your proteins together. And always do your protein before you do your starches, and then you'll find that you're eating less starchy foods. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. What's your second question, Diane?
That's okay, Ben. I wanted to ask about mucus. It seems like this time of the year, I seem to get kind of a sinus condition.
Okay.
And just the mucus just doesn't want to move.
Mucus is your friend. Love your mucus. Mucus is the way the body traps bacteria and viruses and mechanical particulates that can irritate tissue mechanically. Mucus is a protective device. So you don't want to be there's drugs that you can take to stop your mucus, but you don't want to artificially stop mucus production or mucus secretion. What you want to do is you want to figure out what is triggering mucus secretion, and then your body will take care of stopping the mucus on its own. The most likely triggers are going to be food allergens. That's always the most likely trigger. A lot of folks will find after they do dairy, they get kind of snotty and mucusy, especially children. This can happen to kids. Whey protein sometimes does it for folks. Eggs can do it for folks. Usually it's going to be a protein-rich food that the body is reacting to. That'd be the first thing I would think about with mucus and see if you can tie it into specific foods. If you have mucus that's triggered by dryness, then you may want to consider malabsorption of fats. Any kind of dryness of mucous membranes or dryness of the skin, the first thing to think about is malabsorption of fats. It's not so much a water issue, although drinking water can actually help. For folks who have a lot or are producing a lot of mucus, it can help dilute the mucus. But I always think of dried skin or dry mucus membranes, which can initiate the production of mucus as a protective device. I always think of those as being related to fat malabsorption or not getting enough essential fatty acids. Hang tight, Diane. I'll let you finish up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll try to get to as many calls as we can. Diane, stay with us. We'll finish up with your call when we come back from our break. Don't go away. We got more good stuff for you on The Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Side. Thank you, friends, for joining us. 866-582-9933 is our number. Got a note here from a gal. I think it's a gal. She says, when you're discussing iodine and the thyroid, can you please mention the importance of drinking non-fluoridated water, especially for those who already have thyroid issues? Most people don't realize that our bodies are more than 50% water, and the fluoride acts in opposition to the beneficial effects of iodine. Yes, indeed, you're absolutely correct. This is the case. Iodine and fluoride are opposing. That's why we've been saying that one of the best ways to protect yourself from fluoride is to make sure that you're getting enough iodine. Your body is actually closer to 70% water, and that's a lot of fluoride being distributed in a lot of tissues. And I highly, highly, highly recommend you stay away from fluoridated water. If you're one of those folks that thinks that, oh, my God, I'm going to end up with cavities and my teeth are going to be a mess, there's lots of countries around the world that do not fluoridate their water and they don't have any problems with their teeth. So don't fall for that nonsense about fluoridation being important for dental health. It is not. And what is clear, however, is that fluoride is nasty stuff, terrible stuff. It's highly poisonous. It's regulated as a prescription drug for good reason, except for when it's in water for some unknown, well, we can all use our imaginations on why that is. In any case, yes, indeed, you want to stay away from fluoridated water, drink bottled water, use the Berkey water filter or some kind of water filter that will get rid of fluoride, and then make sure that you're using iodine to protect yourself from excess accumulation of fluoride, especially in the brain, especially in the pineal gland, that super important structure that helps regulate light and dark. Thanks so much for your letter, Ray. Appreciate it, and thanks for pointing that out. Okay, 866-582-9933 is our number. Let's go to Gina in Oregon. What is up, Gina?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I have two quick questions.
Yes.
The first one is, I got the test result back from a checkup, and it says that I have the reticulocyte count,
okay,
low count. So my doctor recommends me to pick some iron supplementation.
Oh,
so it's about like 325 milligram day and night. That's what she recommends.
That's silly season. That's silly season, ma'am. Now, hang on here. Did you have anemia or you had some kind of blood loss or something? Why did they do it with reticulates?
That's what you suspected, because my diet, I don't eat that much meat. Most of them is seafood and veggies.
Nothing wrong there, my dear. Let's talk about reticulocyte, first of all. Reticulocyte counts. Reticulocyte is a baby red blood cell, basically. That's what a reticulocyte is, okay? It's a baby red blood cell, and what doctors will do if they suspect that you're not making enough red blood cells or that you're losing blood is they'll do something called a reticulocyte count to see how fast your body is making baby red blood cells. If you're making lots of baby red blood cells, they will assume that you're losing blood somewhere, you have some kind of blood loss, and your body's trying to compensate by making more cells. So the reticulocyte count is a measurement that doctors will use to see how well you're making blood cells or whether there's something going wrong in your body that's forcing your body to make more blood cells. Now, apparently your doctor feels like you're anemic, and that's why they recommend iron. That's because they're doctors. They're not chemists. They're doctors. They're not biochemists. They're doctors. They're not nutritionists, and their job is to doctor things. To doctor things, when you doctor something, you create a fraud. That's what a doctor does. He or she creates a fraud. He pretends like your body's healthy when it's not really healthy. He figures out a way that he can doctor your body so it looks like it's healthy even though it's not. When you doctor your taxes, you're doctoring your taxes so the IRS thinks you're honest when really you're not. To doctor something is to create a fraud. So what your doctor is doing when he gives you iron to deal with your high reticulocyte count is he's trying to address your anemia by pretending to change the biochemistry, the nutritional status of your body with iron. That's not going to work because if you're not absorbing your iron, for example, it doesn't matter how much iron you're taking. In fact, iron is a dangerous nutritional supplement for folks who are having malabsorption problems because it promotes oxidation. So much more important, as long as you're not hemorrhaging somewhere, and I assume you're not, Gino, much more important for dealing with a problem making red blood cells, much more important, the way I look at it, is to deal with malabsorption issues, to figure out why you're not absorbing the nutrients that are required for building red blood cells. Now, whenever you have something going wrong in the body, this is not just true for Gina, it's true for anybody out there who's got some kind of symptom that they're trying to address in the body. The way you want to do it is you want to look for multiple symptoms, not just one. If you have only one symptom, you cannot effectively treat the underlying causes of diseases. If you only have one symptom or you only know you have one symptom, you're going to be forced to just address that one symptom, and that's not how healing works. If we're really honest and we're really serious about addressing the healing process, we have to deal with the underlying conditions, the soil that leads to the diseased fruits or the diseased leaves. And the only way you're going to be able to figure out what's going on in the soil is to find multiple symptom points. So, Gina, what other multiple symptom points are you dealing with? Aside from you're probably fatigued, you probably have issues with lethargy. I'm assuming that's why they did the reticulocyte count. What other symptoms do you have?
Just in the past, my doctor told me my blood cell, the size of
forget
it.
Your doctor. Gina, forget the doctor. What other symptoms do you notice? Do you have bloating or gas or problems sleeping or migraine headaches? It doesn't have to be those, anything. What other symptoms can you point to?
It's not that visible to me. So
then that's good. That's
something, yeah.
That's good. That's a good thing. That's good that it's not visible to you, because now it means that you know you're missing something. If you can't find them, that's good, because that means you know you're missing something. So your job is going to be to look for multiple symptoms. Look for something else in addition to your fatigue or your anemia or the lethargy or the things that the doctor is targeting with the iron and with the reticulocyte count. You need to look for other symptoms. I would venture to say, and this is true for anybody who's dealing with anemia or blood issues, I would venture to say that there's something getting into your blood inappropriately or compromising your ability to absorb nutrients through the digestive tract. That usually means an intestinal problem. It could also mean a stomach problem or a gallbladder or a pancreatic issue as well. That would be where I would focus. And you know what? That's the whole idea of this program, friends. The whole idea of the Bright Side philosophy is that we want to simplify our health. We want to simplify our health protocols. We want to simplify our disease treatment protocols. If you go to the doctor, the last thing he's going to do is simplify things. He's going to give you some tests, probably a lot of tests, and is going to give you medicines that are designed to counteract the numbers on the test. If you have a smarter doctor, he'll give you nutritional supplements that are designed to counteract numbers on a test. This whole thing becomes this vast morass that just leads us to throw our hands up and give up. If you simplify things, it makes it so much easier to deal with your health. Number one, focus on digestive wellness. Always, 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 poor health does not exist in a vacuum. If you have a thyroid problem, if you have anemia, if you have sleep problems, God forbid, cancer or heart disease, whatever it is, focus first on the underlying conditions, and almost always you will find a digestive issue underneath. Secondly, this is true for you, Gina, or anybody else, after you address the digestive component, focus on stabilizing blood sugar. Keep your insulin and your blood sugar stable by eating more protein, eating more essential fatty acids, reducing your intake of insulin-spiking foods, the refined foods, the sugary foods, the sweet foods, the fruits and the desserts and the fruit juice and the breads and the pastas, and you guys know the usual suspects. And then make sure you're taking nutrients that stabilize the blood sugar. The sweeties from Youngevity, chromium and vanadium, magnesium, the OsteoFX from Youngevity, the OPC selenium from Youngevity, the B-complex, especially thiamine, vitamin B1, and niacin, vitamin B3. You'll find them all in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The amino acids taurine and arginine, very, very powerful for helping stabilize blood sugar. Omega-3 fatty acids, very important for stabilizing blood sugar. And alpha-lipoic acid, 400 milligrams a day, is a diabetic's best friend, or one of a diabetic's best friends for stabilizing blood sugar. And then third, make sure that you're focusing on adrenal health. That means relaxing the stress response, activating the rest and digest nervous system through deep breathing techniques, through staying away from low blood sugar or hypoglycemia, again by eating more protein, relaxing, making sure you're getting a good night's sleep, and not worrying or stressing so much. And then if you have any underlying health condition, that also has to be addressed for adrenal wellness. And that's how simple this is, people. It's not complicated, and that is the good news. That's why we call this program The Bright Side. All right, folks, tomorrow we'll talk about the hormone balance, the two hormones that balance each other out, estrogen and its balancing out partner, if you will. We'll tell you what that is tomorrow. And then we'll finish up with our top nutrients for handling estrogen, and maybe even touch on a little bit on the anti-estrogenic diet. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us, friends. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.